Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
Their backs are against the wall. They know they need to win, and if the Brewers go out there and lay a haymaker early in the ball game, put up a four spot somewhere, you better believe that there's going to be some puckering on the other side. There's no doubt.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. The pucker is all on this side right now as we bring in Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Nice intro. Appreciate that as I'm watching the sunrise out of Los Angeles. How's it going, guys?
Well, we're rightly concerned, Levo. We've been discussing that only three teams in NLCS history have come back from a 2-0 hole. However, if you're looking for a point of optimism, you see what the Blue Jays just did to the Seattle Mariners, yeah, who went up 2-0 on the road.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good thing, right? So it's the mantra of win tonight. Well, the Brewers got to win this afternoon in Los Angeles. You get that thing to 2-1, and then you start believing again. You get another win in the series. You take 2 out of 3 here in Los Angeles, and you get the series back to Milwaukee. I think that's the goal at this point. Get the series back to Milwaukee, where you earned home field advantage. That's why you work so hard during the regular season, to get home field advantage. So that's the goal. Win tonight, get this thing back to Milwaukee.
And giving the ball to the crafty veteran, Jose Quintana?
Is that said with a question mark?
Eric? Well, kind of.
Quintana, question mark?
I would say that he would be the first guy for me who's going to pitch today. Just a hunch. You want a left-hander out there first to try and negate what Shohei Ohtani's going to do. And there's been some success against Ohtani, against Quintana in the past, including earlier this season. But you got to have a left-hander out there to set the tone. So it's either going to be Quintana, or it may be an Aaron Ashby start again, just to try and negate what the Dodgers do at the top of the lineup. But I would say Quintana is going to get the bulk of the innings in this one today.
You know, in terms of the Brewers' chances on the road here in the playoffs, I know the playoffs are a different animal than our regular season games, and we've certainly seen that here as things have played out in the postseason for the Crew. However, this is the best road team in baseball. And I don't know, Jeff, like, tell us about L.A., Chavez Ravine, like whether or not that's a hostile environment. It's not going to be like when we went and faced the Cubs in Chicago, right? Different sort of deal.
It is different. Chicago is a lot tighter, a lot more intimate. The space is not as vast as Dodger Stadium. However, this is the loudest ballpark that I've ever heard. And really? It's not from the fans necessarily. And yeah, they're packing 56,000 people into that place. It's more from the noise that they could pump in through the one speaker system in center field, you know, and God rest everybody's soul who's out in the bleachers, because they have no ear canals once they leave the Dodger Stadium. They're not turning it up to 11. They're turning it up to 15 for these playoff games. You know, there have been games during the regular season where I've been in this place and I can feel my brain rattling in my skull. So I hope it shouldn't affect things, but you know, you can never simulate what it's going to feel like and be like at the postseason. The Brewers have been here. They were here in 18. They were here in 20, despite not having anybody in the ballpark in a playoff game. But it's not a lot of people were left from that 2018 season and that 2018 run of the championship series. So It's going to be loud. It'll be a factor, that's for sure. But can you get out there early? And I said it last week on the show. Can you get out there early and score a couple of runs against Glasnow and have some good at bats, and try and take the crowd out of it? That's a really big key.
What's the deal with Shohei Ohtani? So if and when he pitches, does he not bat then when he's on the mound?
No, he will. He will hit lead off and bat. Yeah, they changed the rules for Ohtani a couple of years ago. To where you can pitch and still stay in as a DH. Major League Baseball changed the rules for Shohei Ohtani when he was coming back from his Tommy John surgery, and he's going to go in Game 4. So after Tyler Glasnow today, you're going to get Ohtani tomorrow, and then it probably turns back over to Snell in Game 5. on regular rest. But no, he can, if he's pitching, he can also hit. It's a big deal.
You mentioned getting on top of him early level, you know, score a couple of runs early. I'll settle for a couple of runs at all.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I mean, you ran into two historic performances from Snell and from Yamamoto. You're never going to see that again, ever, with guys going 8 innings and then 9 innings the next day. The Brewers have had one at-bat with a runner in scoring position the entire series, and it was the last at-bat of the game in Game 1. So to say that that's going to happen again, I don't think so. That is it's such a rare occasion that what we just witnessed in Games 1 and Game 2, tip your cap, right? Tip your cap. You got to be better today. They're going to get after Glass now this afternoon.
Well, as you know, we have AI Jeff. And AI Jeff is when we can just put our own stuff in there.
Yeah,
and
he does whatever we want.
he's better than I am.
He's more agreeable. I'll just say that.
Right. We know that what the percentage is, like 90% or something like that. When teams win both games on the road to start the NLCS, 90% of them end up going on to the World Series. So one thing you could say, according to AI Jeff, if there's like a big home run call, could be
back and it is gone.
Never tell me the odds.
Yes. Never tell me the odds.
I like that. Yeah, don't screw the odds, man. Let's go.
Ooh, that's even better.
We don't play this game in a computer. We don't play it on a piece of paper. We play it out on the field. Let's go.
Last thing for you, man. There's Undaunted in the regular season. There's Undaunted, you know, trying to break out of a couple of game losing streak, 3-4 games, what have you. Then there's Undaunted against the Dodgers in their house in the playoffs, down 0-2. Does this team have the psychological makeup to do it, Levo?
I think they do. Pat Murphy sent out a group text to the team yesterday, essentially saying, hey, listen, you guys have proven this time and time again. You've done things that have been more difficult than losing two straight games to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And if there's a group that I want to go down with, this is the group that I'm going to go down with. So play loose, play fun, have a great time out there, play for each other. So I feel like Murph's got the right headspace. I think the team has the right headspace after the workout yesterday. Just got to go after it tonight. The mantra all season long has been win tonight. Go get a win tonight. See what happens.
Well, you better get going. We know the traffic can always get a little bit tight there. So
you might not make it.
It takes an hour to go 7 miles, guys. So yeah. No, we're good. Don't worry about it.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering, and hopefully we're still talking about baseball when otherwise we'll just dial up AI Jeff.
He's never tell me the odds.
Love you guys. Appreciate you.
Yep. Have a great call tonight.